The idea that we have to wait for a new year in order to form new habits, new mindsets, and new beliefs that support us is hogwash. It is just not necessary to wait. You're listening to the Redefining Wealth Podcast with Patrice Washington. This is the space that you come to each and every week to learn more about what it means to chase purpose, not money. And this is the community that believes that wealth is so much more than just the money and material possessions. We believe in the original definition of wealth, which says it's all about the condition of well-being and happiness. And so that means that there are so many parts of your life that impact your finances, even when you're not thinking about it. And I am here to make sure that you know how to become more well in those areas. Now, if you want to know what the six pillars of wealth are, I want to invite you to go over to patricewashington.com/quiz. This is so that you can see the six pillars, but you can also take a quick 2-minute assessment that will help you figure out which one of those pillars really require, desire, need your attention in this season in order for you to get the financial breakthroughs that you say you desire. Again, it's at patricewashington.com/quiz. Now, I know you clicked on this episode and said, what does she mean? Resolutions do not work. I don't believe in setting New Year's resolutions. I alluded to some of this on last week's episode where I shared about my process for planning for the quarter. But now let's just go after the year. Let's get deep into it because I know this is the time where at the water cooler, on your Zoom calls, in the parent groups, people are starting to ask, what do you see for the year? What is your resolution? And I always tell people, I don't believe in resolutions. I believe in getting results. And I'm going to show you what the difference in that mindset and shifting the frame around that has done for me and how you can implement that in your life too. But before we dive in, let's jump in to the affirmation of the week.
You know, you got to speak positivity into your life, into your day. You gotta affirm positivity. You gotta affirm abundance. You gotta affirm yourself to wealth.
This week's affirmation is, I am mindful about the results I desire. My commitment is to creating genuine results, not settling for just saying I have resolutions. Each day, I focus on intentional decisions that align with my values and aspirations, leading to lasting positive change in my life. I trust in the journey of progress over the pressure of quick fixes, allowing myself the grace to evolve at my own pace. With mindfulness as my guide, I cultivate habits that nurture my well-being and align my life for what I say I want. I am the architect of my destiny, so I shape my future with conscious choices that empower and fulfill me. Declare with me today, I am mindful about the results I desire. Okay, so I hope that affirmation serves you. It definitely prepares you for what I'm about to serve up, which is my non-belief in resolutions. I really have gotten frustrated over the years with the talks around resolutions. Let's wait and make a New Year's resolution. I believe that every day is a good day to start going after whatever your dream or vision is, especially because we don't just get the calls and the whispers and the nudges about what's next for us in December. We don't just start to have that feeling that something is off and that we need to do more, that we need to shift something. We don't only come into awakenings in December. We do this all year long. So the idea that we have to wait for a new year in order to form new habits, new mindsets, and new beliefs that support us is hogwash. It is just not necessary to wait. So that's one of the first reasons that I'm not a big fan of the idea of New Year's resolutions, but I always love breaking down definitions. And the definition of resolutions is a firm decision to do or not do something. It's a firm decision to do or not do something. I love that idea, that small idea. It's a firm decision because I believe all transformation begins with a decision. You have to decide that you are sick and tired of being sick and tired. You have to decide that you desire something different for your life in any one of the pillars. You have to decide that this season is up, this season is no longer serving me, and I want to experience something new. So I do believe that everything starts with making a decision. The problem is sometimes we think that making a decision is the work. We think that because we have declared it and said it to a person or two, that that was the work. And New Year's resolutions are often about starting strong, but not finishing strong. And this is why I just don't believe in them. I don't believe in the new year, new me hype, because nothing changes unless you change. Even if you decide you want to change, it is literally just the beginning, but it is not the thing that actually executes the change, right? Our behaviors, our beliefs, and our habits, and all those things are what actually execute the change. I think it's really interesting, some of the statistics that I found on Forbes Health. It says 55% of people who set New Year's resolution kept them for at least the year. 11% only lasted 6 months. 14% lasted 3 months. 19% lasted at least 1 month. And 11% lasted less than a month. Those are not great statistics. And you know that that is real, because you know how many times you said yourself on January 1st, this is my year to get out of debt. This is my year to start the business. This is my year, right? You have declared for many years, if not decades, that this was your year to do the thing. And then by the end of January or February or the end of the first quarter, you were not still rooted in that at all. And I like to say, usually it's because some of the resolutions that we set are based on what we think sounds good. It's not the true desire of our heart. Or sometimes we are interested. We're interested. That means we're kind of lukewarm about it. If it happens, wonderful. I would like for it to happen. If it doesn't, I'm already comfortable and complacent doing the same things I've been doing, even though I complain about it, even though I say I don't like it, even though I say I don't want it. It's what I'm used to. It's the familiarity of it that keeps me just going in these circles and going in these cycles of confusion, saying I'm waiting for clarity, or I'm waiting for two rainbows and a dove to get God's sign that this is my time. You know, all the things that we do to ration out lies to ourselves and others, right? And so I really want this to be the year that you do not fall into being less than the 55%, or, you know, being a part of this 11% where the resolutions only last less than a month. I want you to be better than that. Somebody say better in the chat. Say, I want to be better than that in the comments. If you believe that 2024 is your time to finally do insert whatever that is for you, then I want you to consider with me not making this a New Year's resolution. Just make this the result of what you desire, right? Just make it the result that you are willing to work towards and that you are willing to plan with intention to get. Because if we leave it again, just up to it being a New Year's resolution, you know, it's a nice start strong effort. But I want to see you get to December 31st and finally say, this is my thing. Like, I finally did the thing. I made progress. And even if I didn't hit it 100%, oh my gosh, am I so much closer than I've ever been, because I set my life up to support what I say I wanted. So here's the big distinction for me. Resolutions are about that firm decision in the beginning. Wonderful start. But when you move into talking about results, the results I want to create this year are X, Y, Z. The results speak to a commitment to obtain an end goal. Let me say that again. Results are about the commitment towards obtaining an end goal. Resolutions get you excited, right, about the start. But when you focus on results, you really get into the execution so you can reach the end goal. Those are not the same. Because when you start to look for the results, now you start to plan with more intention. Now you start to prepare. Now you start to align yourself with the support and the people who can help you get there. I've spent the last decade chasing purpose, and I've learned quite a few lessons along the way. At each new height, there was different obstacles I had to navigate to continue moving forward. And I did it the hard way, but you don't have to. I've collected my best lessons and strategies over the years and put them all into just a few hours. When you join me at the Results Not Resolutions Masterclass, I'll show you how to intentionally plan for your greatness with proven tools to accelerate your success. Now, let me be clear. This is not just about a SMART goal setting class either. Bring your notebook or get your typing fingers ready, because what I'm about to share with you is the exact method that I use to uplevel my career, my home life, my health, and spiritual wellness. And I'm going to teach you how to intentionally plan to achieve more in less time with less stress. Claim your seat at Results Not Resolutions now to get the insights you need to transform your life pillar by pillar. Go to patricewashington.com/results. That's patricewashington.com/results. Last week, I briefly mentioned that whenever I think about what I desire for the year, I break it into quarters. And if you didn't listen to that episode, we will link to it in the show notes. You got to go back. Just go back to last week's episode about how I plan my quarter, and it'll give you some more detail. But when I'm looking at the results that I desire, I break down the levels of the goals that I need. And so I was sharing with you before, I look for what are the safe goals? What are the things that just require my yes? They just require me to list them down, get them done, put it on the calendar, make it happen. No more looking for time, just make time. And then what are my support goals? Where are the things that in order to truly accomplish, I may need someone else's support? As I was preparing this year for Redefining Wealth Live, I used the Future app, which I've shared before, but I'll drop a link in the show notes. I use the Future app where I have a virtual trainer that helps me stick to a workout schedule 4 to 5 days a week. But in preparation for looking and feeling my best for Redefining Wealth Live, I actually hired a personal trainer.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications at TryLifeMD.com? We're now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
It's fun to put on jeans that you couldn't get into 6 months ago.
Every morning, I look forward to getting on the scale.
For anybody who's struggling with their weight, it's a godsend.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
Person, just to make sure that I was properly, utilizing all of the machines and that my form was on point, because I just wanted that extra help. And I also wanted to make sure that I prevented any possible injuries leading into the live event. So I wanted to be proactive about how I felt and how I showed up to support the community for that 3-day live event, right? So my support goal was find a trainer, right, where you vibe and you can have fun and you can be supported as you just make sure you're taking care of yourself. Sometimes the support goal may look like hiring a nutritionist in a certain season. For me, it may look like hiring someone to do my meal prep. What is it that I need to be supported? And in some seasons in the faith pillar, the support goal was find a new prayer partner. Doesn't always have to be something paid, but it is about understanding that what we say we want often requires the support of other people. So don't be afraid to get it, right? It looks like setting up stretch goals as well. What am I willing to do to stretch myself over these next 90 days to accomplish something that may require divine intervention, but I am willing to write it out there and at least state, this is the expectation that I am walking in, right? This is the expectation that I am putting out there, and I'm willing to do my part. And I believe in doing all you can do and then standing and trusting divine intervention to meet you where you are, right? So look at how going from resolutions, which is just about, let me start strong. This is why you burn out. You burn out early on because you don't have a true plan and you don't have layers to what you're willing to do and the tasks that need to be accomplished. Oftentimes we burn out because we just run all the way in and we go for it, right? And you don't have a plan to sustain that. You don't have a plan to keep that up. And you definitely haven't planned to really integrate it in your life because you haven't released anything else that might prevent you from stepping into this thing that you say you desire powerfully, right? You cannot say, this is the year that I'm going to save $5,000 and also still be committed to happy hour every week with your coworkers. That's not going to work, friend. Something has to be released, right? So it doesn't matter if you say, this is my resolution. What are you willing to release to get the results you say you want? Every time you are being called to your next and being called to something greater, right? It is going to require you to take inventory of some things that have to be released. In order for trees to fully bloom, they have to be pruned, right? Sometimes something has to be shed, like something has to be peeled back. We have to get rid of some layers to fully show up. It does not serve you to dive into this cultural, you know, excitement about New Year's resolutions and then not be honest about what you're willing to release in order to get the results you say you desire. If you want this to be about truly getting results, it's not enough to write SMART goals. It's not enough to be like, I'm going to be specific. I'm going to make it measurable. I believe at looking at your life holistically. So what I'm teaching at Results Not Resolutions, which you still have time to sign up for, click the link that is in the show notes around this episode. It's patricewashington.com/results. That's patricewashington.com/results. Join me because I'm going to show you how to go deeper than just SMART goals. A lot of people put SMART goals on really old beliefs. They put SMART goals on limiting beliefs. They put SMART goals and want them to work with expired relationships. And I want to teach you how to peel away all of the crap and all of the clutter to get to what truly aligns for you. And one of the ways that we do that, that I do that, and I'm teaching my clients to, is using the pillars. So that once you say you want something, how are you looking at and examining each part of your life to just make sure that what you say you want lines up with that pillar? Because if it's incongruent, you're going to find a lot of inconsistencies in your ability to execute. The more aligned it is, the more probable you will be able to stay committed and actually execute. And so join me for Results Not Resolutions while we go deeper. Now, there's a book that I really, really want to suggest you read as you prepare to get results in this new year. And it's called Atomic Habits by James Clear. If you've never read it, do yourself a favor and read it. And if you have read it, do yourself a favor and reread it and at least skim it for all the places where you underscored, highlighted all the things and get the refresher. Because I know for myself, I've read it multiple times and not cover to cover, but just sections and chapters. Really, I feel like my soul always leads me to the exact page or pages that I need in that moment. And I want you to understand that every time you are looking to get new results in your life, new financial goals, new business goals, new goals in any part of your life, you are not the same person you were the first time you heard that information. In the interim, you've been exposed to new information. You've been exposed to new identity. You've been exposed to new relationships. You've been exposed to new perspectives. And I love the book Atomic Habits because it really speaks to not trying to change anything as you seek to set results, not resolutions. not just trying to change anything from the standpoint of, oh, I just want to change it. It talks about how you have to change your habits as they align and how you have to take on that identity. So one of my favorite examples that he gives is, you know, when someone is trying to quit smoking, it does not serve them to just say, oh, I'm not smoking right now. What they really want to do, or what they really have to do, is when someone, a coworker or a friend, comes along and offers them a cigarette, they have to say, I'm not a smoker. Because if you're not a smoker, first of all, nobody's going to really offer you cigarettes. But also, it's so much easier because you're wearing the identity of someone who's not a smoker. You are identifying and feeling your way into like that experience. I'm not a smoker, therefore don't come to me with that again, versus I'm not smoking today. And then you ask me again tomorrow and the day after that, because you're waiting for me to break. So in my own life, I remember hearing myself say for years, oh, I don't run. I had made up a story in high school that just, I didn't run. And one day I heard myself saying it. And I didn't wait until the new year to make it a resolution. I just said, I want to run. I want to become a runner. I want to stop telling that story. And it was around the time that I had discovered Atomic Habits. This is years ago. I want to say around 2016, 2017. I believe it came out somewhere around there. Instead of saying like, oh, I'm trying to start running or this or that, I just start declaring I'm a runner. What do runners do? Go buy the proper running shoes. What do runners do? Make sure they have a watch to track their mileage. What do runners do? I started to set my clothes out so that I was ready to go for my runs in the morning. And with time, I became a better and a faster runner. But I had to embrace the identity of a runner first. And then look at my life through the pillars. What was I changing? First, I was changing my mindset. That's a fit pillar thing, right? And then I was not changing or shifting, but in terms of people, I was finding people who liked to run so that we could run together at the Rose Bowl, because I lived in California at the time, right? And then what about my space was I doing? I found the shoes that supported me. I started to get the gear that supported me becoming a runner. I used to have to just talk to myself like, yes, you can do hard things, and just the resilience of it all through the faith pillar. Like, I started to look at the pillars and go, what about my life can I shift in order to support the thing that I'm saying I want? And that book, Atomic Habits, it had so many goodies, but one of the big ones for me was owning the identity of what you say you're becoming. Just because you make the decision and you write it down, and I believe in Habakkuk 2 and 2, write the vision and make it plain. I believe in all of that, but just because you make the decision, that is beautiful, but it's the start. You finish strong by setting up all these other things to support you. And the pillars are a great framework to support you in that. All right. I really, really want to just encourage you to consider getting out of the language. The big thing about the people pillar, and even you being a purpose chaser who tunes into this podcast week after week after week, is my prayer is that you start to shift your language. Because the language that you use matters. What you verbalize, you magnify and you magnetize in your own life. And I want to encourage you to use words that support you. And so while resolutions, again, are wonderful because it's about starting with a firm decision, I want us as purpose chasers to say, these are my 2024 results. I want you to start to own them and embody them. And look at who you need to become in order to really hold it now. I want you to take on the identity of the man or woman who is standing on December 31st, 2024, saying, I did that. Like, I did that. I was able to make that happen. But in order for you to do that on December 31st, we have to start working now. We have to start setting up our lives to support us now. We have to stop rationalizing and romanticizing and start being radically honest about where we are and if it is supportive of what we say we want. We have to start, you know, shifting the limiting beliefs and the mindsets and the language and the relationships and the environments and all of the things so that we can stand confidently on December 31st, 2024 and say that I did that. So that is what I want to really drive home for you and give you a framework for how to set it up. So join me again. Results Not Resolutions is at patricewashington.com/results. It is going to be a phenomenal time. You know, we're always going to have fun because I don't believe personal development needs to be daunting. I may do some prizes and some giveaways. You never know. So you want to be there. But most importantly, come with a notepad and an open heart and mind. I'm going to say a lot of things that are counterintuitive to maybe what you've heard about goal setting, but I promise you everything that I share with you has been a part of the secrets to my success and now the success of the clients that I coach. And I want to give you some of those goodies. So come and get it. I hope that this episode blesses you. Make sure that you share your thoughts and your takeaways in the comments. You can find me on Instagram at SeekWisdomPCW. Rate and review this podcast. It helps other purpose chasers find us. And yeah, I can't wait to see you at Results Not Resolutions. Until next time, I want you to go live your life's purpose, find fulfillment, and earn more without ever chasing money. I'll talk to you later.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.